Let the fact of God's grace give us strength to stand up and keep reaching for the prize. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 73. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in 1 year. I'm your host, and my name is Steve Webb. Welcome. It's good to see you here. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Well, it's Wednesday, so today we're going to read from the Psalms, and we'll read chapters 30 through 32. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I'm using today, that info is at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode 73. This is a listener-supported show. To find out more, go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Our Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, I pray that you would speak to each one who hears. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our ears to hear. Open our eyes to see what you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 30. Lord, I will give you honor. You brought me out of deep trouble. You didn't give my enemies the joy of seeing me die. Lord, my God, I called out to you for help, and you healed me. Lord, you brought me up from the edge of the grave. You kept me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you who are faithful to him. Praise him, because his name is holy. His anger lasts for only a moment, but his favor lasts for a person's whole life. Sobbing can remain through the night, but joy comes in the morning. When I felt safe, I said, I will always be secure. Lord, when you showed me your favor, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you turned your face away from me, I was terrified. Lord, I called out to you. I cried to you for your favor. I said, what good will come if I die? What good will come if I go down into the grave? Can the dust of my dead body praise you? Can it tell how faithful you are? Lord, hear me. Show me your favor. Lord, help me. You turned my loud crying into dancing. You removed my black clothes and dressed me with joy. So my heart will sing to you. I can't keep silent. Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. Psalms chapter 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Psalms chapter 32. Our Lord, you bless everyone whose sins you forgive and wipe away. You bless them by saying, You told me your sins without trying to hide them, and now I forgive you. Before I confessed my sins, my bones felt limp, and I groaned all day long. Night and day your hand weighed heavily on me, and my strength was gone as in the summer heat. So I confessed my sins and told them all to you. I said, I'll tell the Lord each one of my sins. Then you forgave me and took away my guilt. We worship you, Lord, and we should always pray whenever we find out that we have sinned. Then we won't be swept away by a raging flood. You are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble, and you put songs in my heart, because you have saved me. You said to me, I will point out the road that you should follow. I will be your teacher and watch over you. Don't be stupid like horses and mules that must be led with ropes to make them obey. All kinds of troubles will strike the wicked, but your kindness shields those who trust in you, Lord. And so your good people should celebrate and shout. One thing we learn from the Psalms is that David didn't hold back. When he was down, he wrote about it. When he was up, he wrote about that. Of course, we know that David was far from a perfect man, right? Sure, he was the kid who killed Goliath. He became the king of Israel. He wrote these wonderful songs which became the Book of Psalms. But he was also a failure as a father, judging by what happened to his family. And he was an adulterer and a murderer. The fact that he had the failings he had, and still was called a man after God's own heart, should give each one of us encouragement, especially in the light of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. In his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus conquered sin and death. So for those who have asked him to be their Lord and Savior, we know that God sees us through the lens of grace. So when we stumble, let's not let circumstances keep us down. Let the fact of God's grace give us strength to stand up and keep reaching for the prize. Let me know your thoughts. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we'll hear Job's response to Zophar's speech from last week when we read Job 21 and 22. If you enjoy this podcast, please go to lifespringmedia.com/support and see how you might help out. Thank you. I appreciate it. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.